RST creation / production. A media piece that I have created is an audio about how winning of girls should be celebrated, not brought down, and how women's hockey should have better inspirations for youth. So, for the article that I chose, it was all about how a girls' hockey team got kicked out of a boys' hockey tournament because they were too good, they called it. But in the sports industry and just in the world in general, women's sports are so much lower than men's sports, and I feel like something like this should have been celebrated and not brought down. The reason I think that is because they'll have to face so much involving hockey when they get older. They're 7 and 8 year olds. They should not be going through this now about equality in sports. They truly would have been more successful for the rest of their season in the girls' side. That is not mentioned, but think about getting kicked out of a tournament for these 7 and 8 year olds, how that would affect them. I feel like this article should have been written differently. This article shouldn't have even been written of what it was about. I truly think that this should have been okay. This was okay. The tournament made this decision, and that is what they chose. But really, winnings of girls should be celebrated. That's a main message. And something I'll talk about in the next video will be my creation, my product that I have created, and just a little sneak peek, that will be an inspirational book for hockey players, female hockey players, that will be a must read hopefully one day, you know, of my creation. But just how and why this is happening, and it is happening so young. The title said it wasn't because they were girls, it was because they were too good. But really, look at it the other way around. If it was a boys team winning everything, they wouldn't have done anything. So this is really where the line is. However, the corrections, like I said, that I would make would have been the writing of it formatted a bit differently, and maybe even a more positive upbringing. It made it seem like everyone was a bad person throughout the article, and that is an issue. Of course, you don't want to be the bad person and always have someone down, but throughout the article, there's always someone to blame. So that is something that I would address and make corrections of. But the true correction would be this shouldn't even be happening. Truly shouldn't. They should have listened. So I really hope that the article that was written targets the right people. The tournament director had statements throughout the article and was apologetic, which he should be. However, it didn't need to happen. So, off that topic, the corrections I would truly make is for this to never have been written, for this to never have happened. However, that's not something we can focus on. So, just maybe a more positive upbringing, like, about girls too good, so they got kicked out of a hockey tournament. Like, maybe something like that. You don't have to bring in at the start that it was a boys tournament. So, like I said, a sneak peek for my next video will be a inspirational book for female hockey players with tons of ideas that I have. So please stay tuned for that. And yeah, hope you enjoyed what I would address / correct of the issues identified in the article. Thank you.